Hello and welcome to the OneTrust Talks Tech podcast. This is episode number 75, recorded on February 27th, 2026. My name is Roger Dean and I work on the product team here at OneTrust and I'm the host of this podcast. This episode will be dedicated to the new features in the 2026.02.1.0 release, also known as the Winter 2026 Seasonal Release. And I know it's been a really long time since I made a podcast. I am really sorry about that. A lot of schedule changes are going on. So now I hope to get back into the regular schedule, recording podcasts now on Friday instead of on Monday moving forward. All right, let's jump into it. So just a quick reminder, as always, that this podcast reflects OneTrust's current expectations for product capabilities. Be advised that dates and features may be subject to change and should not be relied upon when making purchasing decisions. Let's start with AI governance. There are a couple new features in AI governance that are general availability. The first is risk aggregation for related records. You can enable systemic risk visibility across linked inventory objects in AI governance. When enabled, parent objects such as AI systems or projects inherit risk from related child entities such as models or datasets, allowing organizations to automate comprehensive risk views. The next feature is AI governance relationship questions. You can enable respondents to add multiple relationships in an AI governance questionnaire. This enhancement allows respondents to provide all required context and information about AI activities in their organization when completing an assessment. Moving on to new public preview features. The first is AI governance inventory global local functionality, and this feature is available to customers with a new solution packaging only. You can establish standardized global records for AI systems, models, and datasets while maintaining contextual, local records across business units, use cases, and lifecycle stages. This capability lets teams track AI asset evolution through a clear audit trail, enforce standardized attributes at the global level, and manage jurisdiction-specific or use case-specific requirements at the local level. The next public preview is actually several features that all perform the same basic functionality on different AI providers. The providers are Amazon Bedrock, Databricks Unity Catalog, GCP or Google Cloud, Vertex, SageMaker, and Azure Foundry. All of these features are available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can now automatically scan cloud environments, APIs, pipelines, and applications to detect active AI models and agents. This feature captures metadata, including model type, owners, input-output behavior, and associated datasets, providing a real-time searchable inventory that serves as the foundation for governance policies, risk assessments, and audit trails. And just to note that SageMaker is just the AI model detection, not AI model and agent detection. Now let's take a look at the new features in compliance automation. There is one new GA feature, and that's AI evidence analysis, which is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can run AI-powered analysis for files uploaded on the evidence collection pane of the evidence task screen when the record recommendation setting is enabled in global settings. This feature allows you to evaluate how well files submitted during evidence collection align with the defined controls and evidence requirements. The analysis will provide guidance that highlights validated content and flag gaps or incomplete information. Note, this feature is currently available for customers in the following environments: App, AppFR, AppEU, and AppDE. AI evidence analysis will be available for all environments in a future release. In cookie consent, there are several new features that are general availability. The first is enhanced CMP reporting data model. You can leverage an enhanced insights dashboard for cookie consent to view more comprehensive analytics for interaction rates consent types, including improved calculation methodologies, new columns in the measures folder, and a new opt-out signals tab. This enhancement dashboard replaces the legacy cookie consent dashboard, which is now fully deprecated. Note, as of the OneTrust 2026.02.1.0 release, users without solution packaging can access the dashboard but will not have access to some features. The next new feature is the new CMP templates. You can now leverage the following new templates to configure your CMP with settings and text relevant to regional privacy statutes: Maryland Online Data Privacy Act, Oregon Consumer Privacy Act, UK General Data Protection Regulation, and Virginia Consumer Data Protection Act. The next feature is customizable framework selection for Compliance Assistant. This feature is available to customers with the new solution packaging only. You can activate or deactivate frameworks and their compliance checks when leveraging CMP Compliance Assistant. This enhancement provides greater control over which regulatory framework and criteria you evaluate your CMP against. The next feature is updated TC strings and renamed templates for IAB TCF 2.3. You can leverage new IAB TCF 2.3 strings and a renamed IAB TCF 2.3 template when configuring your CMP for IAB TCF. These updates allow your configurations to correspond to TCF version 2.3 and its updated specifications. Specifically, the previously optional disclosed vendor segment is now mandatory in every TC string. Moving on to dashboards and reporting, there is one new general availability feature, which is table enhancements for dashboards and reporting. Tables and table functionalities within dashboards and reporting have been upgraded to improve usability, accessibility, and customization, including resizable columns, more records per view, clearer row actions, and more. These updates are designed to provide a consistent and improved user experience, helping users work more efficiently with data and tailor their experience to their specific needs. Tables have been updated on the following screens: dashboard screen, report schedule screen. There's one new public preview, which is Conversational Analytics Insights Chatbot. This feature is available to customers with the new solution packaging only. You can now ask natural language questions about your insights data using the Copilot chatbot in the OneTrust platform. This feature reduces the manual effort required to create reports and dashboards by generating summaries, tables, and visualizations using existing out-of-the-box reporting data. The Copilot chatbot supports analysis for the following objects: AI governance, including AI systems, datasets, models, and projects; assessments, contracts, controls and control implementations; engagements, inventories, including assets, entities, processing activities, and vendors; privacy requests and subtasks; and risks. In Data Catalog, there's one new public preview feature, which is policy enforcement for Snowflake and Databricks. This feature is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can scan and classify data without relying on the limited classification capabilities provided by cloud platforms to enable automated and consistent application of policy actions across Snowflake and Databricks environments. This robust functionality supports the orchestration of masking and row filtering policies to configure access and visibility privileges to sensitive data tables in these systems. In data mapping automation, there are several features that are generally available and public preview. The first general availability feature is data migration legal basis transfer mechanism entity type. You can gain full oversight into all regulatory-driven data processing activities with the legal basis transfer mechanism and entity type constructs in Global Data Manager. This enhancement standardizes how these attributes are defined, collected, and represented in data mapping automation. Note, no action is required for customers once enabled, as these objects will appear across any template configured with an associated attribute. For existing customers, any custom values for these attributes will now be available as options for the given core construct. If you need to remove this feature once enabled, please contact OneTrust. The second feature is inventory review, and this feature is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can gain essential visibility into the flow of newly added and updated inventory records so you can better investigate risks, promote compliance, and enhance efficiency concerning your data map. This review experience allows you to manage pending inventory records that are created by several methods and review inventory records with new or updated data elements. The next feature is inventory similarity scan, when this is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can detect similar records in your data map for new records that have been added through various sources. Different than our duplicate asset functionality, the scan displays information about similar records within the new records to ensure users can easily find a record that is similar to the new entry. The next feature is Google BigQuery Data Element Detection Integration. This feature is also available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can connect to Google BigQuery to automatically discover, classify, and map data, enabling effortless population of data maps and processing records for improved governance and regulatory readiness. Users simply connect their BigQuery system, and the feature automatically identifies and classifies column and field names and provides data element and data categories. Next, let's take a look at the public preview features. The first feature is table enhancements for data mapping automation. I won't go into detail on this feature because this is similar to the other table enhancements across the product, but just note that we have multiple products, multiple modules that are adding or adopting the new tables. So we'll see a lot of these in this release. Next, we have enterprise policy management. There is one new feature in public preview. It is AI-powered document analysis. This feature is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can analyze documents against a standard or framework using the new Analyze Document button on the Document Details screen. This AI-powered feature identifies gaps and provides recommendations to help remediate issues related to the following objects: controls, risks, and issues. AI-generated recommendations will appear in the Recommended section of the Related Controls, Risk, and Issues tabs of the Document Details screen. This recommendation may include relating controls, creating relationships, or linking risks and issues. In Global Data Manager, there is one new GA feature, which is data migration, legal basis, transfer mechanism, and entity type. This is similar to the one that I just talked about in the previous section, so I won't go into details here. In issue management, there are several features that are general availability. The first is issues formula attributes. You can configure formula type attributes for issues in the Attribute Manager. This enhancement allows you to define conditional formulas that calculate values based on specific criteria to support more advanced issue impact analysis. The next feature is risk to issues conversion. You can convert risk to issues on the risk register by assigning the risk to an issue workflow and mapping existing risk attributes to the new record. This feature allows you to easily convert risks to issues when they fall outside your organization risk criteria and help declutter your risk register and manage risks more effectively. You can revert conversions by restoring issues to risk on the new converted risk screen. There is also one new public preview feature, which is Issue Attribute Visibility Rules. You can configure visibility rules using the new Attribute Visibility tab on the Issue Type Details screen in the Attribute Manager. This feature allows you to use conditional logic to control which fields appear when creating or editing issues to help reduce clutter and improve data accuracy. Looking at IT and security risk management, there are several new features that are general availability. The first is Share Control Implementation on Risks. You can create shared control implementations with multiple risks or a single control implementation for each risk from the Control Library and Inventory Details screen. You can also merge multiple implementations of the same library control into a single control or split a single implementation into several controls. This feature allows you to reduce the sprawl of control implementations created within your organization by removing redundant controls. Some key capabilities include inventory flexibility, relationship management, and merge and split controls. The next feature that's GA is the risk to issues conversion, which was just discussed in the previous section. Next, we have AI evidence analysis, which is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can now run AI-powered analysis for files uploaded on the evidence collection pane of the evidence task screen when the record recommendation setting is enabled in global settings. This feature allows you to evaluate how well files submitted during evidence collection align with defined controls and evidence requirements. This analysis will provide guidance that highlights validated content and flags gaps or incomplete information. Similar to before, this feature is currently available for customers in the following environments: App, AppFR, AppEU, and AppDE, which are basically United States, France, European Union, and Germany. AI evidence analysis will be available for all environments in a future release. Let's move on to mobile and OTT CTV consent. There are several features that are general availability across the different platforms, so we'll go through those. The first feature that's general availability in the admin is the updated TC strings and rename template for IAB TCF 2.3. You can leverage the new IAB TCF 2.3 strings and a renamed IAB TCF 2.3 template when configuring your CMP for IAB TCF. These updates allow your configurations to correspond to TCF version 2.3 and its updated specifications. Specifically, the previously optional disclosed vendors segment is now mandatory in every TC string. General availability for iOS devices is the privacy manifest scanning. This feature is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can audit privacy manifest files while scanning mobile applications. This enhancement implements a new scan step to validate declarations of data types in your app's privacy manifest file against the privacy manifest files in SDK dependencies, allowing you to review data use of an app's SDK dependencies and match your own data type declarations to those declarations. When this feature is enabled, a new Data Types Being Collected section displays on the Overview tab of the Scan Results screen. The next feature is available for both Android TV and Apple TV. It is improved CTV Preference Center SDK List and Vendor List interface. You can display an enhanced interface for the Preference Center SDK List and Vendor List when on CTV SDKs. This enhancement provides the following updates for end user experience localization and accessibility: buttons that appear in more easily navigable places, logos that display in more intuitive locations and are consistent with branding configurations, improved navigation when the CMP is configured in right to left languages, focus that detects and reads logos when accessed with assistive technology. There are some new public preview features. The first one is new parameter and Git Preference Center data API. We've updated the Git Preference Center data API response to include the purpose header and vendor's type header parameters within the general object of the PCUI data object of the response to communicate the localized headings configured for the purposes and vendor sections to SDKs. This enhancement allows you to mirror the exact mobile and CTV copy that admins set in OneTrust without hard coding translations, keeping the on-device Preference Center consistent with the published experience. The next feature is legitimate interest configuration for reject all for CMP APIs. You can leverage the reject all button behavior parameter within the app config object of the response when calling the following CMP APIs to configure objection to legitimate interest when rejecting all purposes. get Banner Data API, Log Consent API, get Preference Center Data API, and get IAB and Google Vendors API. This enhancement improves compatibility with Google Limited Ads and feature parity with the CMP platform. The next public preview feature is new parameters to support layout specifications. We've updated the Get Preference Center Data API response to include the layout parameter within the general object of the PC UI data object of the response. This parameter allows you to receive information on layout configurations in your CMP. This enhancement also creates parity between CMP APIs and the admin interface when configuring CMPs for CTV applications. The next feature is updated vendor disclosure parameters. The IAB TCF underscore vendors disclosed and IAB GPP underscore TCF EU2 underscore vendors disclosed parameters within the storage keys object of the following API's responses have been renamed to IAB TCF underscore disclosed vendors and IAB GPP underscore TCF EU2 underscore disclosed vendors. These changes were made to accurately reflect the IAB specifications. Customers that parse these parameters within the response should update their existing integrations to use the new parameter names. These appear in the Get Banner Data API, Log Consent API, and Get Preference Center Data API. The next feature is enhanced error handling for CMP APIs. We've updated the following APIs to include the warnings object of the response that contains the code and message parameters. This enhancement adds a warning message in the response when the SDK version does not match the published version and enables the CMP APIs to fall back to the latest published version. These occur in Get Banner Data API, Get Preference Center Data API, Get Universal Consent Purposes API, and Get IAB and Google Vendors API. Next, we have PIA and DPIA automation. The first general availability feature is AI inventory analysis, and this is similar to the other inventory and evidence analysis features I've already talked about. This feature is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can now analyze pre-populated questions on newly created assessments with AI-generated responses using the new AI inventory analysis feature. These responses are based on data from previous directly related assessments and inventories. This feature streamlines DPIA completion by reducing the time respondents spend on completing assessments and transferring previously entered information from PIAs. Note, AI inventory analysis is part of the AI auto response feature set. This feature set includes two different features that help fill out assessments faster, AI doc scanner and AI inventory analysis. In privacy rights automation, there are a couple new GA features. The first one is import and export web form translations. You can now export web form translations as Excel files to manually update translations. Once complete, you can upload the file to add the updated translations to your web form. This enhancement includes support for AI translations, which allows you to enable AI translation on fields without values when configuring your export. The second GA feature is table enhancements for privacy rights automation. And just like before, I won't go into all the details. This is similar to the other table enhancements. In settings and administration, there are a couple new features that are general availability. The first is flag new permissions in the system. You can manage recently added permissions introduced within the OneTrust platform using the new recently added permissions tab on the role screen within global settings. As new permissions are added to the platform to support our new or expanded functionality, or as they are added as part of the OneTrust permission standardization changes across the platform, these permissions will now appear on a dedicated tab within the role screen, providing clear visibility of what permissions were added and which roles were impacted. This enhancement enables admins to quickly assess permission impact and decide how new permissions should be applied across additional custom roles in their environment. Also, just to note, as with many of these features, this is covered in the feature overview videos, which you can find on My OneTrust. The next feature is table enhancements for user management. And again, I won't go into the details for the new tables. In third-party risk management, there are a few new GA features. The first is new delete contract and delete engagement APIs. We've added the delete contract and delete engagement APIs to enable external systems and integrations to remove contracts and engagements programmatically. This enhancement allows you to manage the lifecycle of these entities through external integrations while maintaining proper authorization and data integrity. The next feature is enhanced contracts and engagements data models. Data models for various contracts and engagements APIs have been enhanced to add the following new objects and parameters. We've updated the Create Engagement API to include the vendor type object containing the ID value and value key parameters within the vendor object of the request. We've updated the Get Engagement, Create Engagement, Update Engagement, Modify Engagement, and Search Engagement APIs to include the vendor type object containing the ID, value, and value key parameters within the vendor object of the response. We've updated the Search Contracts and Search Engagements APIs to include the redacted parameter within the response. We've updated the Git contract schema and Git engagement schema APIs to include the options by domain and formula by domain parameters within the response. And finally, we've updated the Git contract schema and Git engagement schema APIs to include the option list URL, option type permissions, and application URL parameters within the option metadata object of the response. These updates enhance contracts and engagements APIs with improved vendor type visibility, redaction awareness, and schema metadata that enable more accurate data handling and simplify downstream reporting. And finally, we move on to universal consent and preference management. There are several new GA features. The first is intelligent rules for the Trust Center. You can tailor your Trust Center to dynamically display content most relevant to your end users based on configured rules. This enhancement allows you to define conditions and actions that personalize content based on your data subject's profile, interaction type, and session context. The next feature is consent acknowledgement emails for Trust Center. You can send email notifications to confirm an end user's change in preferences after interacting with the Trust Center by enabling the send acknowledgement email setting. This feature allows you to provide end users with emailed receipts of their consent preferences. The next feature is an enhanced Trust Center customization. Trust Center branding has been improved to create a more customized and user-friendly experience when end users access your Trust Center. The following enhancements are now available. The Trust Center can now be configured to display an optional logo and login instructions when users log in. We've updated autosave messages to now display on the Trust Center to indicate when end user configurations have been automatically saved. The font colors for components button, which are buttons, switches, and toggles, are automatically calculated to maximize contrast and correspond to your branding configurations. We've added configurable OneTrust default icons for Trust Center pages that correspond to branding colors. The next feature is hosted web form enhancements. The branding and builder tabs for hosted web forms have been improved to provide additional branding and configuration options. This enhancement allows you to further customize hosted web forms without leveraging custom CSS. The next feature is bulk edit and delete data subjects. You can now perform bulk actions on data subjects based on your specified criteria using the data_subjects_bulk_actions export type that is now supported across all bulk export APIs. The following parameters were also added to support this new export type. The action type parameter was added to the create bulk export API to support the following actions: delete, used for deleting data subjects, and remove_test_flag, used for removing test flags from data subjects used for testing purposes. The test data subject parameter was added to the create bulk export API to filter data subjects by the test flag. With this enhancement, the exported file will now contain the action type value that was selected when the create bulk export API was called. You can then review the records within the exported file and import it into the OneTrust platform using the new consent data subjects bulk actions import template, enabling you to quickly update large volumes of data subject records. And the last GA feature in Universal Consent Preference and in this release is new Create Job API. We've added the new Create Job API to create jobs for completing data subject bulk actions initiated from the Create Bulk Export API, such as deleting data subject and removing test flags from data subjects used for testing purposes. With this API, you can automate the import of the exported file without having to manually review and import the records. And that's going to wrap it up this week. Thanks again for listening. As I mentioned early in the podcast, I'm going to start doing podcasts on Friday now and should hopefully do them once a week unless I'm traveling or something else occurs. If you've got any feedback, questions, or comments, please don't hesitate to contact us by sending an email to podcast@onetrust.com. Thanks again for listening.